Let's put on some music and bring this to a Marab. Where we're going in everything we do is being able to stay on this planet as an embodied master with a mind, with a brain, of course, but with so much more, to be sensual, to be sovereign, sovereign being. And you know, that was a dream of the soul. And what the soul dreams becomes so after the experience of the human. It was the dream of the soul to really understand, to know itself as truly sovereign. That's what you've been doing. This whole being in the brain, the mind, and this whole headband thing, coming to sovereignty. You know, the funny thing about the brain, you're going to really learn to appreciate it, and the mind. The brain and the mind are self-contained units. I mean, they stay within themselves. And as long as you're thinking about your enlightenment, you're thinking about going beyond, you're still in the brain. You're still in the institution. I said before that you have a lot of dreams at night. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't, but dreams that you're searching for something. A dream that you're lost. A dream of great frustration. A dream that somebody has taken something away from you. And you're trying to find them to get it back, or you're just angry that they took something for you. These are all dreams of trying to break free, trying to find your way out. It's the mind's way of interpreting, of course. The mind does not interpret what you could say authentically. It puts it in human terms that you might understand, but these are all dreams of trying to find your way out. And even in the dreams, you find that it's just another dead-end street. Somebody asked me recently, why aren't dreams fun and joyful? Shouldn't I be floating off in the clouds at night and having a grand time? One of the levels that you dream of every night is trying to get out. Those are the dreams you remember, and it's frustrating, very frustrating. But there's another dream. It's kind of overshadowed by your human dream of the mind and everything, but there's another dream that I'd like to feel you to feel into right now. It's not a dream of the mind. It's not a dream of limitations. It's a dream of knowingness. The knowingness that you're not sentenced to the mind forever. The knowingness that there is a lot more out there. Oh, so much more out there. But don't think in terms of just the human senses or perceptions. Don't think in just terms of being younger, smarter, any of that. By the way, there's absolutely no intelligence in the brain. There is none. A lot of people think, well, I'm really smart, my brain is intelligent. There's not. There's chemicals and electricity and a lot of tissue and blood and gook. But there's no intelligence in your brain. But I deviate. Back to the dream. There's a dream of knowingness. It's the knowingness that brings you through, brings you out of the limitations of the mind. And all you have to do is let that knowingness take you. I'll take you by the hand. But stop thinking. let that dream of the knowingness, that's really actually been the very best guide that you've ever had. Let it continue to guide you now beyond the mind. But don't think about it. It's your knowingness. It's your Nost. Nost means knowingness. Let it take you beyond the mind. And as it does, remember what the human part of you is really here for. It's for new. It's for new experience. In the mind, you kind of forgot about that. In the mind, you became very patterned. By the way, all these patterns, all these limitations, they're not in the brain. They are part of that limited consciousness. Now, if you would, right now, just let that knowingness, your knowingness, let it walk you right out of the headbands. Let it walk you right beyond the mind. And remember that for whatever you get into, including the mind and control, headbands, whatever you got into, you can also get out of. Like my crystal, my story of the crystal, I got myself in. It took me a long time to realize if I got in, I could get out. With that realization and one simple step, I was out. Now we come to the time, dear friends, of new. That's a little scary for the human that's been in the institution. You know, when you've got a prisoner in a prison for a long time, 30, 40 years, and they suddenly let the prisoner out, it's scary. As much as they've dreamt about freedom, it's scary. They're not used to it. And actually, a lot of them, over 75%, end up going back to prison, not because they're bad people, because they can't deal with new. They've gotten used to being in the prison, so they find a way to get themselves back. We're going into new, but it's what the human does so well. We're going beyond the mind and beyond limitations. We're going into what other people might think is crazy. We're going into new. It's an experience. And the knowingness, the Nost asks you simply to embrace it. And it's a little challenging in the human who's been in that prison for a long time to know we're just going to walk right out. The human is a little worried. What's it like out there? It's been a long time. Are the guards at the prison going to try to chase me down and get me back in? What's going to happen? Am I going to go crazy? But I ask you now simply to take the hand of your knowingness, of your Nost. As Tobias called it, the fourth leg of the stool. And to embrace what new comes in your life. Yes, we'll get into the light body. Yes, we're going to get into all sorts of things that you'll find so delightful as embodied masters on this planet. Right now, let's just walk beyond the limits of the mind. Oh, by the way, this experience that I mentioned in our last gathering, the 45 to 60 days, it's all about preparing you, getting you ready to walk beyond the mind. The mind will still be there. It will still exist, but you'll have a whole different relationship with it. You'll actually come to appreciate it once you're on the outside. All the energies are being prepared to let you just walk out. That's what's been going on, and we have maybe another couple of weeks, a month of this whole disorientation in the mind, but it's all about walking out. So please now, if you would, just follow your knowingness. Right out of the limitations of the mind and follow it into your true consciousness. The mind is just a tiny, tiny facet of your consciousness. Follow the knowingness into what some would call a beyond. Beyond implies, though, that it was off somewhere else, and it's not. It's right here. Don't try to do anything else. Don't think about it. Don't do some sort of strange exercises or ceremonies, because then you're right back in there. It's got you, the mind. Just take the knowingness, the nos, by the hand and walk right out. So, dear human, get ready for something new. That's what you do so well, so very well. You do new and experience. The master doesn't. The master doesn't do anything new. It just takes what you've done and brings it to wisdom. The I am can only imagine or dream of new, but you, the human, can actually do it. Let's take a good deep breath here. The beauty of this day. Also remembering, as these headbands start coming off, remembering there was a beauty in it. There really was. It wasn't a mistake. You come to appreciate it very deeply as you stay on this planet as embodied masters. It was all about sovereignty. Let's take a deep breath together. And coming back to my opening statement today, you're crazy until you're not. With that, my dear friends, remember that all is well in all of creation. Thank you.